For the Beaver Sports Rewind, I'm Brian Schultz. With 1 week remaining until the opening of the Bemidji Regional Event Center, much of the anticipation this past weekend was for hockey. But the Beaver football team wanted to stay alive in the playoff hunt. We'll tell you about that after this on the Beaver Radio Network.
In 1952, Paul Bunyan Telephone started by offering basic local phone service. A lot sure has changed since then. Our cooperative now offers a wide variety of communication services, so we're changing our name to reflect that. To Paul Bunyan Communications, you'll still receive the same great services, television, broadband, internet, and digital voice. You'll still receive local customer service, and you'll still share in our success. The name changes, everything else stays the same. We're now Paul Bunyan Communications, and we're still right here.
For the Beaver Sports Rewind, I'm Brian Schultz. A win by the BSU football team last Saturday would have kept their playoff chances alive. Unfortunately, their playoff chances took a major blow as they lost the Concordia Golden Bears 20-14. BSU falls to 3-3 in the season, and head coach Jeff Tesh said that they were just flat-out beaten at the line of scrimmage on Saturday night. Senior Andrew Schultz gave BSU a chance. 3:13 left in the ballgame. Beavers down by 6. Schultz fields this one on the run at the 15. Return along the far sidelines, 20, 25, 30. Cuts back outside, 40, 45, 50. He's at midfield. One got a beat. Shut down out of bounds at the 40-yard line. Spectacular return for Andrew Schultz down the far sidelines. And Bemidji State has 2 minutes, 50 seconds to punch this thing in from 40 yards out. Unfortunately, the offense stalled. BSU lost 20-14. They travel to Moorhead next weekend. BSU women's hockey team traveled to Madison to play the Badgers this weekend. After falling in the opener on Friday 7-1, BSU lost yesterday 2-0. Wisconsin, currently ranked 5th in the country, head coach Steve Sertich says that he likes what he saw yesterday.
Much happier with the effort today and how hard we battled. And, give credit to Wisconsin. They're a very talented hockey team. But that was Beaver hockey today. You know, I was a little bit disappointed yesterday that we didn't compete for the whole game. And today we did. And kids were blocking shots and dying for each other in our end. And, would have liked to see more offense, but it's easier said than done.
The BSU soccer team kept their home playoff hopes alive as they hosted Northern State in Upper Iowa this past weekend. BSU beat Northern in overtime on Saturday, with Jenny Stromberg scoring the game winner in the 98th minute. Then yesterday, BSU hosted Upper Iowa, once again needing overtime to win it. Jamie Ford scored the winner, her fourth of the season, improving BSU's record to 10-1 overall, 7-1 in the Northern Sun Conference. BSU currently tied for first in the NSIC with Duluth. BSU volleyball team traveled to Duluth on Saturday to face the number 2 in the country, Bulldogs. BSU won game 2, but lost the match 3-1. BSU will travel to Concordia St. Paul tomorrow night. BSU cross-country team competed in the Pine Hill Invite in Duluth this past weekend. The Beavers, paced by senior Christy Berkeley, who finished the 6K course in 24 minutes, 47 and a half seconds. It's good for 15th individually, as the team BSU finished in 3rd. Next week on the Beaver Sports Rewind, we'll tell you about the opening weekend of the Bemidji Regional Event Center. Also, make sure you check us out online at beaverradionetwork.com for podcasts with BSU athletes and coaches, along with archived game broadcasts and stories about the BSU Beavers. For the Beaver Sports Rewind, I'm Brian Schultz, and you're listening to the Beaver Radio Network.